Governor Matt Bevin. Hello, Governor. How are you, sir? Good to hear from you.
Lee, great to be on with you this morning.
Hey, thanks for checking in. How are things?
Things are good. A lot of moving parts, obviously, both at the state level and at the national level. I mean, everything from, you know, the upcoming desire to save the pension system and the work that has to be done with that at the state level. And, of course, a lot of people talking about health care that's happening at the national level and everything in between. So there's no lack of things happening in the political world.
What do you think of this? I mean, where, you know, and again, it's that Kentucky really epitomizes sort of the dichotomy that is the Republican Party at the moment, with Senator Paul not supporting, Senator McConnell trying to get a deal done. You know, the American people were promised by the Republicans, yet we have failed again.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I truly applaud Senator McConnell's efforts. It's not easy, and I think our legislators would tell you the same. Our Senate president and our Speaker of the House, it's like herding cats. And even within one's own party, it's not always easily done. He's doing what his job is to do, which is to try to find consensus, to try to bring people to something that everybody can agree to. It was not easily done because Republicans, unlike liberals are willing to fall in lockstep because, frankly, they're more politically opportunistic. They don't always believe as much. They believe in whatever they need to believe in to get the next vote or the next dollar. It tends to be the way it's been historically, not all of them, but in general. So they are much more liberals, are much more able and willing to fall in lockstep with one another. Conservatives, not so much. Conservatives tend to vote more on principle. And so what you see in the Republican Party is a much wider array. Some, like a Susan Collins on one end, more moderate / liberal for Republicans, and then on the other end, the Mike Lees, the Rand Pauls, you know, et cetera, guys that are more conservative. And to their credit, I respect the fact that they represent the values that they have said they will there, that they're there to represent. The problem is that makes it difficult for people like the Senate Majority Leader. And he's done, I think, a pretty stellar job in trying to find a middle ground. However, where we are is the likelihood that this 2015 version of simply repealing will be put forward. It's what a number of people have called for years. And I think, why not do that? Let's repeal it. Get back to a blank sheet of paper. It wasn't for lack of effort to do otherwise. And then start over. There still will need to be something to provide a health care format for our nation. But let's just get rid of the disaster we have in place, because Obamacare is an absolute failure. Everyone knows it. Everyone sees it. Just rip that Band-Aid off and let's start over.
There's a couple of things that made me think of, Governor. One of which, the true diversity in a political party is on the Republican side, because you know, true diversity to me is about, you know, ideas, not just about either pigmentation or gender. And we have it. You know, the Republicans
have it. You're exactly right.
The other thing that you mentioned is that the critics of what the Republicans are attempting to do, they want to echo what insurance companies are saying. And it's interesting that all of a sudden that there are four insurance companies. And I saw what Dr. Tom Price with Health and Human Services, the commissioner, said, well, wait a minute. If we just go back to what you were doing before, that seemed to be working fine for you. I don't understand what the problem is.
Again, I think this is where we sort of are. We're going to have those conversations of necessity. Because the diversity of thought, as you mentioned, I mean, the greatness of America has always been that we are a diverse people with diverse ideas and diverse religions and diverse thinking and diverse a variety of things that have come together, have been formed. The Judeo-Christian principles this nation was built on have been the cornerstone, but we have been from the beginning made up of a lot of different ideas, creeds, colors, you know, and ideologies. And all those blended together are what make America great. This is nothing different now. We're simply saying what we have doesn't work. Let's get rid of it, and let's bring all the ideas to the equation to come up with something. And to the Secretary's point, Secretary Price, he's right. We didn't have a perfect system, but it did work. Yeah. It worked a whole lot better than what we have now, that's for sure.
And give me your opinion on this, Governor, because I've heard Senator Paul talk about a couple of things, and one of them I really have liked and I've embraced. If you could get a free market system put in place to where you could do business across state lines as an insurance company, but you and I and everyone else that is listening to this would be allowed to become part of an association, whomever we choose, which would give us purchasing power if we wanted to create the Big Blue Nation. And so for a membership fee, and because I got 4 million people with me, we get our premiums knocked down because every insurer provider would want our business. To me, what a great idea, and I don't know if that's ever going to be implemented.
I don't know why it couldn't be, why it shouldn't be. We allow the very same thing to happen as it relates to automobile policies, homeowner policies. People, you know, USAA, for example, began as a result of catering to people that were all part of the military. It has expanded, I believe, beyond that. But there have always been these credit unions, these types of things have always happened as a result of that type of banding together, broadening of risk pools. I think it's a great idea. And I think the sooner we get rid of this disaster of Obamacare, the more likely that we'll be able to have those kind of conversations. We'll have the blank sheet of paper that will allow us to think about the best way to come up with something that works.
Now, Governor, let me switch gears for a minute. I saw you meet with that Justin Trudeau, the prime minister. You know, what is that kid? He's like 12 or something. How did that go, you meeting with the Canadian prime minister? Was that a fruitful meeting for you? What did we learn? Can we sell things to those guys? What's going to happen?
We do already. They're our biggest trading partner. Kentucky's largest trading partner is Canada, the country of Canada. They buy more goods made in Kentucky than any other state or country in the world. So certainly we want to have good dialogue with them. We want them to buy even more of the things they're buying. We want stronger relationships with them. I will say this about Prime Minister Trudeau. He's an engaging person. He was a pleasant person.
Yeah, good.
I enjoyed our conversation. I would not say that we are of like mind ideologically.
Yeah.
He is a liberal, more socialistically minded. I'm a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
But we find common ground in talking about the import and export of things like automotives and aerospace and air defense related things and pharmaceuticals and the things we already have a lot of dialogue and trade with them on. So that's what we focused our time discussing, where we have the ability to be stronger together, not the things that separate us.
And as far as the pension plan, Governor, what's the next step there? What are you working through? What ideas are coming forward?
We're, again, a lot of dialogue happening with us and the legislature, between members of the legislature and themselves, between us and outside groups like PFM that are studying our pension system. All of these moving parts have been happening for months and months. A lot of discussion, a lot of dialogue, a lot of data and analysis, all of which is being focused increasingly with more and more urgency toward what will be a special session. We have to save this pension system. There's no alternative, I mean, except to let it die. And that, to me, is unacceptable. All those that expect
right.
to receive their checks are owed that. And my job is to save the pension system. We will have a special session this fall to do exactly that.
Yeah, and then again, Governor, I got to ask you about, you know, the Herald Leader. They wanted to talk about ethics violations and all that stuff. You got any comment as far as that's concerned?
No, I mean, I think what you're seeing coming out of the from everything that I've read, I've not seen the final official report myself, but the coverage of it would indicate that that this is all being essentially dismissed as so much political hooey. I mean, the reality is this is, if the Attorney General wants to investigate me for political purposes, that's going to be an ethics violation on his part. And because he's doing this to garner political attention, I think it's pretty clear he thinks he's going to be the governor someday, wants to be. I think it's a sort of a family tradition they're hoping to create.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it'll happen. But the fact is, if he wants to use his current position to try to make political hay in order to burnish his efforts to become the governor, that will be an ethics violation. That was the ruling that just came down, including signed off on by the chair of the Ethics Commission, who was appointed by his father. I mean, what he's doing, what he's attempting to do, the Attorney General, is so beyond the pale. And I think he needs to stop playing politics and start doing his job. Start actually representing the people of Kentucky and not his own political self-interest.
So, Governor, again, with as far as business is concerned here in the Commonwealth, again, we want to generate more to create a larger tax base because, as you mentioned, and you put forth the challenge in front of us with the pension plan and everything else that we've got to get accomplished. We need more people here. We need more income here. And again, that's sort of your mission and goal.
It is. My vision is to make Kentucky the absolute center of excellence in America for engineering and manufacturing. And we have, as has been noted, this year already brought in more business than has ever been brought in a single year. The most we ever had in capital investment in Kentucky in one year was $5.1 billion, best year we ever had in history of our state. And yet, this year in 6 months, we're already north of $7 billion. We are crushing what we've done in the past, but these are seeds being put in the ground. They will take time to germinate. They will ultimately produce fruit, and that fruit will bring in more revenue, but it will take time. And we need more people paying taxes. We need more people paying less each. That's how we're going to dig our way out of the economic hole that we're in.
Governor Matt Bevin, hey, thanks for talking to me today. I appreciate it, sir.